Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
While Tommy Lloyd appears to be UNC's top choice for its next men's basketball coach, Billy Donovan isn't exactly the worst backup option. This is Michael Coe filling in for Art Chansky with Thursday's Sports Notebook. There will likely be some grumbling and grousing among the fans if Donovan comes to Chapel Hill. Some would see him as a cynical retread of the Bill Belichick hire, what with his recent pro experience and relatively elevated age of 60. But there are several key factors which distinguish Billy D from Billy B. Younger fans may not remember it, but once upon a time, Donovan was as connected to the Florida Gators program as Roy Williams was with UNC. His 19 years in Gainesville brought about the greatest run of success in team history, one which included historic back-to-back titles in 2006 and 2007. Prior to Donovan's arrival in 1996, Florida had only made 5 total NCAA tournaments and 1 Final Four. His leadership transformed the Gators into an annual contender, which they remain today. Having risen to the absolute pinnacle of the college coaching profession, Donovan likely won't be cowed by the immense pressure which comes with being head coach of the Tar Heels. And if he brought Florida from relative obscurity into near blue blood status, imagine what he could do in Chapel Hill. The age factor is one which fans have latched onto as a reason to stay away. And yes, at age 60, Donovan is older than either Michigan's Dusty May or Arizona's Lloyd, who will face off in the Final Four this weekend. But maybe fans are still traumatized from Chapel Bill, because hiring an older coach is not always the death knell for a program. Take a look at Kelvin Sampson, who was 59 when he began his coaching renaissance at Houston in 2014. The Cougs are now a powerhouse, and Sampson has turned himself into a local legend. Rick Barnes was 61 when he began his first season at Tennessee, and he's led the Vols to 3 consecutive Elite Eights. Additionally, there are instances of successful college coaches going to the NBA, stringing together mediocre seasons, and then coming back to win again in college. Look at Rick Pitino's infamous tenure with the Boston Celtics, or John Calipari's ill-fated time with the New Jersey Nets. So chin up, Tar Heels. If it is in fact Billy Donovan patrolling the sidelines next season, there's no reason to think he won't win plenty of ball games. This is Michael Coe. I'll see you next time.